Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Child Care. I'm Cindy Croft, Director of the Center, and I'm here today with my colleague, Priscilla Weigel. Welcome, Priscilla.
Hi.
And we have a guest today. We're very excited, Dia Anderson, who is also part of the Center for Inclusive Child Care. Hi, Dia.
Hello.
And we are really thrilled today to be discussing attachment, and we are going to probably do a series on attachment. So today will just be the first part of our discussion so that it can be very helpful, hopefully, to our listening audience to begin to look at attachment and then make application to our childcare settings. So we have invited Dia to come and talk more about it. She's written our course that's online at our website, theinclusivechildcare.org, and that's a resource for people who are interested, who want to really delve in even deeper into attachment and some of the children that they work with. So I thought maybe we'd just get started, and maybe Priscilla, you want to ask Dia the first question?
Okay, Dia, here's the burning question of the day. What is attachment?
Well, attachment, essentially, it's that close emotional connection that develops between an infant and a caregiver.
Okay. And that's pretty crucial in for our listening audience to even understand that a little bit more. Why would they need to have background in attachment?
Well, it's important to understand that the attachment relationship really kind of sets the stage for a lot of life in general. It influences all the domains of development, and it sort of creates a template for that individual or that infant's future relationships and also how they view the world and how they view themselves.
Hmm. Okay, so thinking about that then, and our listening audience of child care providers who really do, especially those who do infant care, what are some of the hallmarks of healthy attachment?
Well, I think one of the things I guess that I think is important for childcare people to really understand is just that the need to be responsive to infants, and that healthy attachment develops through bonding experiences. Sometimes we refer to bonding and attachment as being the same thing, where they're really not. Attachment is that overall relationship, just that whole idea of being attached to someone. The bonding experiences, those are individual experiences that happen, shared experiences that happen during feeding time, diapering time, rocking, holding, playing with, eye contact with the child. It's those experiences are when the provider has an opportunity to provide not only physical, nourishment, but also emotional nourishment to that child. It's almost, not only are you feeding a baby breast milk, formula, or baby food, but you're also feeding every other aspect of their development. So I like to think about it as that really responsive caregiver is always feeding the baby.
Oh, I like that too.
That's a great reminder.
It's a neat image. So feeding sort of in a real sense, a physical sense, but also, so literally, but also in an emotional, even metaphorical
sense. And I think that metaphor helps to remind us, too, that, feeding, without feeding, we can't survive. And so that feeding, that physical and that emotional feeding is absolutely necessary for survival and for thriving in throughout the child's life.
And sometimes I think in caregiving roles, especially those very basic needs, can be kind of just more of that routine that we forget how critical that connection is. So you're changing the sixth diaper in a row in the infant room or in your family child care, and you think, okay, while you're doing that, you're thinking about the next thing you're going to do.
Exactly.
And really, as you're doing that, you should be cueing into that baby's cues. And
exactly.
That
I've seen, and perhaps, you know, I've worked in infant and toddler rooms myself, and there may be a few times where I've seen it be almost mechanical.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like a factory...
Assembly line.
Yeah,
maybe the
thanks.
Next guy.
That's the word I wasn't thinking of. Whereas I remember diapering time to be one of my favorite times, mm-hmm. because it's when it got to be just you and that baby.
Mm-hmm.
And you could really focus and talk about what you were doing and reassure and just really, you know, build on that relationship. They reach for your face and, mm-hmm. you know, you have those give and take. They refer to them as serve and return, mm-hmm. sort of like a tennis mm-hmm. game mm-hmm. where the baby initiates and the caregiver responds and it's back and forth. And then oftentimes babies will signal, they'll turn their head away, and that's a signal that they need to take a little break.
Okay.
They're maybe getting overstimulated or something, and then they take a little break and then they come back to you. And let you know that, yep, I'm ready to interact again.
I wonder if people, as they're listening, are thinking, is there a point where you've reached attachment, or is you know, can a provider know, oh, this baby's attached to me, or is it just something that's an ongoing process that continues throughout the relationship with the infant and toddler?
Well, I mean, I think in some respects it is always ongoing, because you're always going to be nurturing or, you know, feeding, as we talked about earlier, that child. You know, just like any relationship, you're always working on it. I think you can tell when there is an attachment, in that the simple fact that one way that you can tell is when that child gets hurt or distressed in some respect, who do they want to give them comfort mm-hmm. and care and help them to feel safe again? That is often, that will be the person that they're most attached to in that environment. You know, of course, at home it's probably going to be parents, mm-hmm. but in a childcare environment, it's likely going to be a caregiver, one of the caregivers that's in that environment that child feels most secure with.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I have a question. Thinking of that, and thinking of scenarios that I've observed in the work that we do, the child that, when they've fallen or they're hurt, they withdraw and want to be alone. They don't necessarily seek out a nurturing
mm-hmm.
adult.
Mm-hmm.
Is that then a red flag saying, you know, this child, they're not connected, and so therefore that template isn't developed, or is it based on temperament and style?
It certainly could be, but I would not jump to that conclusion, because it really does depend on temperament too.
Mm-hmm.
Some children don't like to be the center of attention and really maybe haven't had as much experience receiving that care and nurturing, or maybe they're a very independent spirit
mm-hmm.
who likes to take care of those things themselves. I mean, I think when you do see that, when you see a child withdraw in any way, it's definitely a flag to keep an eye on.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that we can, that it's our in our position to jump to that conclusion that means the child doesn't have a healthy attachment. The child could very well have a very healthy attachment with one of the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you know, because they're not there, that might be an issue that the child's withdrawing. It could just be that they're shy. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've kind of touched on this throughout the whole conversation, but maybe you could just talk to people about why attachment is really important to our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the children that we're working with, attachment in and of itself, it provides a sense of security. John Bowlby, kind of the father of attachment theory, talked a lot about attachment relationships being a secure base and a safe haven, meaning that when you picture a toddler who's maybe 18 months old or so, and they will be at a caregiver's knee, and all of a sudden they'll move a little further away to explore something, and then they'll physically come back. And then as they get a little older, they'll move away, and then they'll just look to see that the caregiver's still there, and then they'll physically come back if they need to. That's that secure base and that safe haven of that knowledge of it's okay for me to go and explore in this world because I always have someone safe to come back to. Mm-hmm. Who, if it gets too scary for me out there, I have somewhere to come back to. Mm-hmm. It's really one of the things that, too, that's really important about attachment relationships are that children form what are called internal working models. So there's internal working models of relationships. So from their the experiences that they have with their caregivers, they create sort of a sense of what to expect from other people and other relationships. So a child that receives really responsive care, they have that expectation that that's what relationships are meant to be. They're meant to be responsive. You get your needs met, and they're safe. Whereas children who maybe don't have the opportunity to have that responsive care, their internal working models might be that the world is more of a scary place. It's not necessarily safe to go out and explore and get to know people and build relationships because they're not predictable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so interesting. I think that is a great lead-in to what we'll talk about in our next podcast with you, Dia, which is talking about the different types of attachment and how those types affect the relationships between the caregivers and the children. So this was very, very good and interesting. I know our listeners will probably be very interested in the follow-up. So thank you for being with us, Dia. And
thank you,
Priscilla. That's our podcast for today.
That's all for now. See you next time.